All right, Jamal, good morning. So we pick up today on Perek Zayin, page Kuf Mem Dalet, new Perek. Nikui hamachshavos hashalilios, literally a cleansing of impure or negative thoughts. See, right, actually, really not impure, negative thoughts. So the mechaber is the following: hanezek shibamachshavos hashalilios, the damage that comes about as a result of negative thoughts. And he says, v'olam bo anu chayim, the world in which we live. Barulakol, it is clear to everyone. Barulcholachol, sheyeshnam maasim sheim tovim, v'yeshnam maasim sheinam tovim. There are actions that are good, there are actions that are not good. Adam wrote, roel neged inav maasim chiyuvim yod. You know, we see many negative things with our own eyes each and every day. Yeshnam anoshim sheosim maasim niflaim od. There are some people who go ahead. There are some people who go ahead and do some very wonderful things. Moshim chayehem luzulasam ukidome. They give over their lives to others. V'yeshnam anoshim shirachmanu l'slan ma'aseihem ha'hefech ha'gamar. And there are others whose actions are literally just the opposite, who don't spend their lives giving to others, but rather spend their lives adversely affecting others. Adam haroa es hadvarim. So a person who sees these things, makirosam, is able to recognize them. And after he recognizes them, he begins to contemplate them. So the negative part, the negative part that's part of man's thoughts, so we'll say this is very interesting. So a person sees all of the negative things that happen in life. Person sees them, a person contemplates them, and the chilek hara, what he calls the negative part of man, that is found in the thoughts of man, we've established in previous prakim the idea that man at his core is good. Man at his core is good. Therefore, the Mechaber posits that the negativity that we find within ourselves very often is negativity that we ingest from the outside world. We see things that are bad, we see things that are negative, and those realities literally just implant themselves on our soul. So a person begins, this is a very interesting idea in general, that what we see around us has a profound impact on the way we think and what we do. Very often, though, it's not even conscious. Very often, it's subconscious. But nevertheless, that is a reality. So a person sees that there's negativity, a person sees that there's good, and all of this influences the individual. Zulas zesh adam yodea, gahugam meharher v'choshev al kach. Aside from what a person knows, a person also contemplates and thinks about this. Lepamim adam roe pu'ula misuyemes, ova al misuyem, shena'ase ba'olam, v'kosher lo lehisnatek mimash shuhura. Sometimes a person sees something negative, page Kuf Mem Dalet. A person sees something negative, and what happens? It's difficult for him to distance himself. It's difficult for him to disconnect from that which he saw. Huchoshiv akach, misbonin bazeh, va'afilum inu misbonin, etzem ha'masa nechrat imo amok bimocho. So what happens? And also this is my simbachol yom. We see something or something happens and it really upsets us. It really upsets us. And it's difficult to be able to contemplate, to disconnect from it. He constantly thinks about it, contemplates about it. And even if he's not actively, consciously thinking about it, it's what? It's subconscious. It's there. It's embedded. It's embedded on his psyche. So you'll say to yourself, okay, so now what's the problem? So I'll say this is, so again, so here's what we've put out there so far. What we put out there is the world is a mix of good and bad. And we see all of this. We see all of this. We see the good, we see the bad, we see the ugly, mamish, whatever it is, we see it. And not only do we see it, but it leaves its mark on us. Not only does it leave its mark on us, but very often there are things that we see, and this works both ways, in good and in bad. But the good part is always good, so it's not really a problem. But when we see something that's negative, says the Mechaber, What it does is it embeds itself on our soul, sometimes in our consciousness, sometimes in our subconsciousness, but it remains there. So he says, what's the problem? What's the problem with this? He says, Ubechein Rishis called Ha'adam Sovel Mikach. So first of all, a person gets upset by this. Kol Adam Baal Hasho Pnimis. Every person has internal feelings. Kishu Roe Masim She'inam Ruhim. Yesh Lo Salida Pnimis Mehem. So we'll say the first act is like this. When a person sees something that is not good, Salida, we'll say, means revulsion. Revulsion. A person feels a certain sense of revulsion upon seeing things that are not good. Hin gormim lo sevel nafshi pnimi. They cause him again this inner disgust. The zubaya achos. So the problem is what? And you see this. There are some people that just become bitter. Why? Because the world is a difficult place. Lapdafka, there's anything that necessarily happened to them. But because they see all of the negativity that exists in the world around them, just knowing that such negativity exists, just knowing that such human suffering exists, is enough to cause a person to become jaded and cynical. So that's one issue. Zulas zeh, there's another issue as well. Kasher ha'adam choshev bedvarim shalilim. When a person thinks about negative things, zeh alo lahashpia l'ra'a ala nefesh shelo. So we'll say this is another piece. When you think bad thoughts, thinking bad thoughts have an impact on the person you are. Shekein kasher ha'adam roe davar shalili. When a person sees something negative, bekocho lifateach shtei teguvos, tab of kuf mem hei. A person could go, and we'll say, so let's analyze this. A person sees something negative. A person sees something terrible that's happened. So there are two ways. Here's the chap. Every time we see something, what the mechaber is really driving at, every time we see something, we process it. And there are two ways that you could process it. He says, O salida muchlatas, either like salida, again, a revulsion, an absolute unequivocal revulsion, v'hu maktsin es atzmo l'kotza hashem. So we'll say, see, revulsion sometimes is dangerous also, because what ends up happening is a person could become an extremist in the other way. Extremism in general is not good. So a person could go ahead and become an extremist. I see something I don't like. I see something that upsets me. I go to the other extreme to be able not to be like that thing I just saw. Ochas v'shalom, who lo made me mashehu roeh. Or what happens? Or he learns from what he just saw. See, either again, there's an absolute revulsion. Person goes other extreme. Or again, a person somehow learns and internalizes what they just saw. Ulapamim had to guvi yachol lavo b'irvuvia. Or sometimes what it does is it causes a little bit of irvuvia. Irvuvia means is a confusion. Confusion or a mishmash. He says, mechad hu soli dioser. On one hand, I'm disgusted by it. Aval mi'ida ula'at la'at misragel shahadavar kayim. But on the other hand, what does it do, Rabosai? It causes a certain acceptance or a certain habituation to certain realities. And a person loses his revulsion towards the thing. We'll say, just to give an example of this. You know, today, when you hear the word, when you read about a murder, so the truth is, what's the first reaction? Right? Disgusting. How do we live in such a society like this, where one person could take the life of another for no good reason? And perhaps, again, even the initial reaction is that, you know what, if I live in a society that doesn't value human life, I have to make sure I do whatever I can to uphold the sanctity of life, to promote the sanctity of life. On the other hand, what also happens? When you hear it enough, what ends up occurring? It doesn't really bother me. It bothers me. It bothers me, but it doesn't really do anything. It doesn't really upset me. I mean, it upsets me for the moment, but at the end of the day, I'm absolutely habituated to it. I lose that certain amount of sleep, that certain amount of revulsion. So says the Mechaber again. So we'll stop over here for today, but you see how he's setting the table for this. We're sitting at the table with this by ultimately indicating that we are who we are based on the experiences we have. And if we go, if we work with the premise that he established in the previous prakim, which is man at his core is good, man in his natural state is good. And at the end of the day, what ends up happening is we're bombarded by a whole variety of influences. The good ones forge us in a positive way. The negative ones, what do? Mm-hmm. So it depends. So the truth is the negative ones we're going to see have a double effect. On one hand, it creates a sense of revulsion. And by the way, we'll say, sometimes that revulsion, when you see something bad, that revulsion is a good thing. Because sometimes that revulsion, again, gets you to draw your line in the sand. Sometimes that revulsion also causes you to take positive action in the right direction. What ends up happening also is enough exposure to negative things repeatedly and over a sustained time does what? Dulls your senses, makes you numb. And when it dulls your senses, what it does is over time it can go ahead and reestablish that moral equilibrium. We'll pick up over here tomorrow, Mir Sashem.
So every time there's a murder in Baltimore, we don't care if we both fight. Are we going to beat the record this year?
Yeah. Hey.
But this time, the downstairs staff, you can't really care enough to get used to it. In England, you get murdered like that, they would be really shocked and
things like really
So the answer is going to be some kind of balance, because you're saying good. You have to be able to move on in some way. You have to be able to function normally, but at the same time, if you lose your revulsion, you run the risk, Hashem, of accepting negative things.